Gee, agus fáilte go Gian Clark coming look last game la shocked on the shot of me Tom Cormack with you as always until 9 o'clock, and well, coming up we've got a very busy program tonight for you, so we'll get straight down to business. Just first of all, just to remind you what we have on the program tonight. Coming up is former Donegal star Adrian Sweeney and Finian Ward. They will reflect on Donegal's impressive Ulster Championship quarter-final victory over Armagh in the Athletic Grounds on Sunday afternoon. And we'll be also heading to the Orchard County to hear the thoughts of former Armaghist Ger Houlihan, who will join in the conversation and give us the view of how that defeat in has gone down in Armagh and what he thinks of Donegal. But first of all, tonight, Donegal ladies are in double action this weekend. The Donegal senior ladies begin their quest for Ulster Senior Championship this weekend when they face down in Brewster Park in Enniskillen. Throw it for that one. It's 3 o'clock, and of course that's part of a double header because Tyrone are also getting their Ulster Senior Championship campaign up and running this weekend. They play Cavan in the curtain raiser in Brewster Park. That's both games in the Ulster Championship quarter-finals. And Donegal under 21 ladies, quite a number of those players also involved with the seniors on Saturday, are in All-Ireland B Aisling McGinn Cup final action on Sunday down in Markovich Park in Sligo, where Longford provide the opposition. And it's with that we start, and with the Donegal manager Davy McLaughlin.
Davy, first of all, delighted you could join us. I know you're a busy man and you have a hectic schedule this week. And well, it's a hectic weekend for Donegal ladies footballers, and Ulster Senior Championship tie on Saturday and an All-Ireland Under-21 final on Sunday.
Yeah, it's like two buses coming at once, Tom, isn't it? As you say, first round of Ulster Senior against Down in Brewster Park on Saturday, and then the Under-21s to go on Longford on Sunday, less than 24 hours later, and they... in the All-Ireland final. So yeah, busy weekend ahead.
Yeah, and obviously poses problems for you, and well, because of so many of the girls involved in both teams, you have up to what, 9 or 10 in the under-21s in the senior team?
Yeah, I mean, it's just the way the fixtures work out now, it's very unfortunate, and there didn't appear to be much leeway with Croke Park in terms of getting it moved. We have 9 girls that overlap, you know, from under-21 to senior. And there's 4 or 5 of those will start certainly in the senior game on Saturday. There's a couple of girls, you know, on the other hand, that because of their work commitments couldn't get off the 2 days, and so, you know, they were forced to make a choice. So there's a couple of girls there now not going to be available on Saturday as a result. We prefer to have them available for Sunday.
Yeah, and just remind us again, the girls that overlap.
Well, you'd have, coming out to the back, you'd have Emer Gallagher, Nicole McLaughlin, Shannon McGrady from Termond. You'd have Amber Barrett in the full forward line from Milford. You'd have Kenesha McKinney, Rose Boyle from St Dunans, and you'd have Gemma Glacken from Glenfinn, Kira Gallagher from Convoy. So yeah, there's quite an overlap now.
Yeah, and I'm sure there was efforts made and overtures made to both Ulster and to Croke Park.
Well, I flagged it, you know, about 3 weeks ago with our secretary and our executive that, you know, it was a possibility depending on how games went. And, of course, that was all if, buts and maybes at that stage. And I know they raised it at Ulster and at a fixtures meeting in Tullamore. But the view from Croke Park was that there was no other date that this could be played. So, look, it's unfortunate. It's the hand we've been dealt, and we'll just have to deal with it.
Well, listen. I suppose there are those that say it's a good position to be in, to be in an All-Ireland final on Sunday and the Under-21, especially the first year involved in the competition. But first of all, before we look at the Under-21 final, tell me, looking ahead to Down in the Ulster Senior Championship, well, I suppose on the face of it, one would feel that Donegal, given their league performances and their victory over Down, that this should be easy enough. Maybe that's too strong a word of putting it.
Well, look, we played them in the first game of the league up and Down, and to be fair now, we won that game very, very comfortably. Down had won the All-Ireland Intermediate last year, and there was a number of girls. In fact, I think a good portion of the girls actually left the panel or took a break. My understanding is that there's a number of them back now. I've heard as many as 9 being quoted, but I don't know if that's fact or fiction, but certainly if it's the case, it'll certainly strengthen their hands. So look, we can't afford to take them for granted. I mean, the league game's a long way back now. It was in mid-February, so look, it's nearly 6 months ago at this stage. So look, we'll be taking them as a face value and playing the game.
And I suppose in your own case, it'll be a matter of maybe hitting the ground running again after a good league campaign and a disappointing league final against Armagh.
Yeah, look, we had a very strong league campaign. I think we were the only team in the country who went through the league series unbeaten, and then we played the playoffs, semi-final, and then of course we played Armagh and they turned us over. And look, that just wasn't a good day in the office for anybody. We've had 5 weeks of a break since that time, and to be fair to the girls now, you know, they got a couple of days off immediately afterwards, and now they've really, really put their shoulder to the wheel now in the last 5 weeks, and there's a hunger now and a bite on them now, and they'd be well up for the senior championship this year now, would be my view.
Yeah, and any changes to the squad or any new faces coming in? Or?
Yeah, well, there's a couple of guys going to be available just now. Rashi McCafferty was Coventry based there throughout the course of the academic year, so she's back and available. Aisling Cunningham's the same, and Kelly Beggs. She's from Killybeg, sorry, she was in London. Carol Breston from Ardra has been training with them. She's a teacher down about Tullamore, so she couldn't commit midweek, so she's back now. She'll be on holidays. And, of course, all been well. We don't have her yet, but Granny Houston's on her way back in July time, so that should give us another string to her bow, all been well.
So you're in good enough fettle. I know Kate Keeney missed most of the league, but she came back in that league final when Introduce played well, and I suppose the only one you were missing that day was Karen Guthrie. How is she faring?
No, Karen's still not over it yet now. She has some bruising on the bone now, and she's wearing one of these boots, as they call it, you know, at the minute.
It's an ankle injury, is it, yeah?
It's an ankle injury, yeah, bruising on the ankle bone, so which is quite painful, apparently. She's to get that off sometime late this week, early next week, and we'll be in better view then. In relation to Kate, you're correct. She came back in the league final, and she's played a couple of challenge games since now, and she's in fine fettle now. She's back to herself now. She's hungry to get at it now at the weekend.
As I said, down your opponents. And then looking ahead to Sunday, the under-21 final, Fing Longford back in Markovic Park, where you had, well, a good experience last week against Roscommon in the semi-final.
That's probably worked out reasonably well for us, that we get to play them again on a pitch that we've just played last weekend. And in fairness, it's a Donegal man, a guy, Tom Gallen from Kelly Gordon, looks after that now. And I have to say, Markovic Park was in super shape now, probably the best pitch we would have played on all year. Look, a bonus came back there. Longford, listen, I really can't get any information about them. When I look at their league form, you know, in terms of the National League, they finished bottom in Division 3 and lost all their games. But having said that, they're under 21s, turned over both Cavan and Monaghan, who I would have expected both to be fairly strong at this level, particularly Cavan, who had won, you know, 14-16 in minor last year and should have had some of those players coming through. So, look.
So it's a delve into the unknown in a way.
It's a wee bit of that. I suspect, certainly from our point of view, that from there, you know, probably easier. I'd be surprised if there's nobody from Longford in the crowd last week watching our game. And of course, with that overlap of players into senior, they'll know some of the names and they'll know what they're about. And look, they're probably the slight advantage in that sense. But it's on the day, Tom. It's 15 versus 15, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, and of course, the Aisling McGinn, it's a B final, but it's a good experience because it's the first time Donegal enters.
It is. That's correct. I think this competition's been running now a number of years. I couldn't say how long, but Donegal had never entered a team that was talked about last year. But we decided this year, look, it was good for player development, and really what it does, it keeps those players who come out of minor football and maybe just not strong enough or not ready for senior football, but gives them another 2 or 3 years to be playing and building themselves up. And look, we'd be very happy with how it's went, and there's 2 or 3 girls that have hung in there, and I think, look, you know, they'll probably make the step up next year to the senior squad as a result.
Yeah, well, you mentioned earlier the girls that are involved with the senior team. Who are those young players that I suppose we can keep an eye out for on Sunday?
Yeah, you'll have coming from the back out there. You'll have Nicole McLaughlin, Neymar Gallagher in the fullback line, both from Termon. You'll have Shannon McGrady, who will play Sunday, probably at wing forward. And then, of course, you have Amber Barrett inside there.
So, looking forward to a good and successful weekend, I suppose. That's the main goal at this stage.
Well, you know, look, they're coming thick and fast, Tom. It brings its headaches in terms of preparation and just getting the logistics and that sorted out, and even just getting girls a wee bit of recovery after the game on Saturday. But look, as you said earlier, should be worse if you were looking at the TV or going to watch it from the terrace and not be involved. So look, it's a bonus now. It's a real bonus, and you know, hopefully we can do a double at the weekend now.
Well, the best of luck, and we certainly hope you jump both fences.
Lovely. Listen, thanks very much, Tom.
Tatoi Geistig Leshan Clark coming Luke Glasgale, Shockton O'Shall and me, Tom Comack, and well, Davy Gallagher, or Davy McLaughlin there, manager of Donegal at senior and under 21 level. That's the Donegal ladies. And of course, the ladies are in action against Down in the Ulster Championship, senior championship quarter final in Brewster Park on Saturday afternoon. 3 o'clock throw in for that one. And well, the curtain raiser to that one is the meeting of Tyrone and Cavan, also in an Ulster Championship quarter-final. Armagh, the reigning champions, and Monaghan are on the other side of the draw, and they've got straight byes into the semi-finals. So the winners of Tyrone and Cavan play the winners of Donegal and Down on Sunday afternoon or Saturday afternoon. And then, of course, on Sunday, that Ashley McGinn Cup final, it's an under-21B championship, Donegal facing Longford in Markovich Park in Sligo. And that Ashley McGinn Cup is in memory of a young Mayo player who died tragically way back in 2003 on her way to a Connacht football final. So a fitting tribute to her as well. As I said, Tatoi Geirsig Leshan Clark coming Luke Glasgale and a shock and a shaw still to come. Of course, we're going to be joined by Adrian Sweeney and Finian Ward, two former Donegal greats, Adrian and All-Star, of course. And well, later we'll be joined as well by Ger Houlihan from Armagh to give us the view on how that defeat by Donegal is going down in the Orchard County this weekend. But first, just to remind you once again, of course, if you wished to text us or wish to say anything or have any input to the programme, we'd love to hear from you. You can text us on 086 77 00 555. And of course, as well, from now on, of course, if you miss any part of the programme or if you miss some part of the programme any particular week, you will get it on our website from tomorrow morning on. That's www.highlandradio.com, and you also can hear it live on our Highland Radio app. So if you miss any part of the programme or if you're away next week and you're away from the car, away from the house, make sure you download the Highland Radio app, and you can take us with us. Well, as I said, I'm delighted to see him joined by two former Donegal stars who are among the large Donegal contingent enjoying the sunshine in the athletic grounds in Armagh on Sunday, and I'm sure they enjoyed the result as well. Adrian Sweeney, first of all, good night to you.
Good evening, Tom.
And Finian Ward in Dublin, how are you? Good night.
Very good, thanks.
Okay, great of all. We'll start with you, Adrian. First of all, what did you make of Donegal on Sunday and the victory?
Tom, I thought Donegal were excellent from start to finish. They started the game at a blistering pace, and I suspect that caught Armagh probably on the hop a wee bit on how well they started. I mean, from start to finish, I mean, it was a no contest, and probably over after 20 minutes when Donegal had registered their 1-7 from early on. I mean, from an Armagh point of view, you could possibly see that they struggled to breach the Donegal defence any time they attacked. And I suppose two passages of play that summed up the whole game was, I think it was over McNeillis that fielded the throw-in, straight from the throw-in, and the other one was where the Armagh player tried to go on the outside of the Donegal defender and end up kicking the ball out over the end line. I mean, that kind of summed up the day. It was a non-contest.
Yeah, and were you surprised at the manner of the victory and the margin?
Yeah, definitely, Tom, because I would have felt it going up that there would be very little in it after last year's game in Croke Park, and I suppose Armagh having that added advantage of having seen Donegal and Balvey, I thought it would be well prepared and ready for Donegal and knew exactly what they were going to get, but they seemed to be way off the pace and had very little ideas up front and struggled to penetrate the Donegal defence, whereas Donegal, on the other hand, soaked up what Armagh had offered and broke at pace and broke lines through the Armagh defence at their ease and kicked scores.
Did you think that early goal probably killed the game as a contest? I know it's very early, but it really unsettled Armagh, did it?
Without a doubt, Tom. I mean, I know. Well, I would have felt that going into the game that Armagh would have wanted to stay in the game for as long as possible. You know, and if it meant putting men behind the ball and keeping it tight early on. I'm sure that that was the way that they intended to go. But, I mean, Donegal played it cleverly. They isolated Patrick McBearty up front and Patrick made hay when the sun was shining. And he's easily won the ball off his marker for the first goal and dispatched it accordingly, you know. But having said that, Donegal probably would have gained little probably satisfaction out of the game really, because it was over after 20 minutes, as I said, and probably would have learned maybe very little from it.
Yeah. Adrian, if you can stay on the line there just for a moment with us. Finian Ward, what did you make of Donegal on Sunday? I'm sure you were suitably impressed.
I expected us to win, but I still thought it would be very, very close. And, you know, I was at the Donegal Cork game, and obviously I was a wee bit worried about the goals we leaked, even though we actually played very well that day. But, I've been singing the praises of this of our defence for the last couple of years, and by God, did they stand up on Sunday and play their absolute best football. It was a strange game, you know, and I think to a certain extent, Rory Gallagher himself said it, you know, after the game. Sometimes just strange things happen in games, and, you know, that early goal, definitely, sometimes these things work for you, sometimes they work against you, you know, but it certainly worked against Armagh the other day, you know, and before they knew it, like, they had given away a few, you know, a few frees, and before we knew it, it was 1-3 to no score. But overall, it was a phenomenal display from Donegal in that first half, and the discipline of the backs and the lads who were coming back to help the defence, I thought, was as good as I've ever seen. No silly frees given away. I mean, there's nothing more frustrating than, you know, giving away silly frees, you know, where you make it easy for the referee to give a free against you. But the discipline of the backs and the lads who come back was incredible.
And that was actually in contrast to last year's quarter final, because I had Martin Carney on here last week, or I was speaking to him for Saturday's programme, and he just pointed out to me that Donegal conceded something like 20 something frees the last day against Armagh in that game in Croke Park.
Well, I wouldn't remember that, you know, but certainly they obviously learned from recent encounters, you know, or whatever. But I mean, even you know, various pundits there, Kieran Whelan, Eugene McGee, all these people are talking about the discipline in the backs and so on, you know. And I think there's actually a lesson in it for many teams. There is a way of tackling without giving away frees, you know. So, I mean, Donegal from learning, other teams can learn from it. There is a way of tackling, you know. And but as I say, there's nothing more frustrating than lazy tackling. I heard Colm O'Rourke the previous Sunday talking about Down and Derry, and how he was giving out about the down forwards that they were giving away. What he calls lazy tackling and making it easy for the referee to give frees and so on. But that didn't happen on Sunday, and it's certainly one of the highlights of the game for me.
What did you make of Donegal's ploy of shall we say, varying the play and the long ball? As you know, Donegal have been ridiculed in the past for overindulging in hand passing and the short game.
Well, I must say I'm a fan of Michael Murphy being in close to the square, because I think that's where he's most dangerous. And as a former fullback, I mean, if I were to be nominally to be marking Murphy, I'd be very happy to see him out around the 50 or 60, you know. But I have to say the ploy worked exceptionally well. Now, we have to recognise that Patrick McBrearty is playing some great football at the moment, and he's a handful for the best backs in the country. And he, maybe a couple of years ago, he wouldn't have been noted as a great catcher of the ball, but he certainly is now, you know. And I thought the tactic worked a treat, and the fact that we had Neil Gallagher in for a few minutes and Martin McElhinney, definitely, you know, sometimes these things work against you because you confuse yourself as much as the opposition. But Armagh just seemed to be at sixes and sevens, and they just didn't.
Ploy of McBearty in, Murphy out, Neil Gallagher going in, did it unsettle Armagh?
Without a doubt, you know, because it certainly worked for us, you know, and Armagh didn't know who to pick up whom, you know, and you know, but having said all that, you know, just as you know, sometimes just things just work for you on the day, and it certainly worked for us on Sunday. And but I'm most surprised. I know Armagh were playing Division 3 and so on, and won most of their matches and so on, but there's a huge difference between Division 3 and Division 1, and Donegal did pretty well in Division 1, even one or two of the games that they lost. they weren't beaten by that much. But I think this is a very, very good Donegal team. In fact, I would put them better than the team of 2012. Our half-forward line now is shaping up particularly well. Oran McNeilish has been a huge find, and Christy Doy is playing like a young fella. And, I mean, Mark, or Ryan McHugh, you know, is just incredible. He's a nightmare to mark, you know. So, yeah, an awful lot of positives, Tom.
Yeah, and just back to you, Adrian, I'm sure in your day as a full forward, and I know Ger Hoolan is on the line and we'll be speaking to him as well, he would love to see a more long delivery ball like we saw on Sunday. I'm sure you would have in your time as well.
Well, yes, Tom, that's for sure. I mean, the quality going in, I think it was Michael that kicked a couple of long-range passes to win 60 and 70 yards into the full forward line. You know, they were dream passes, but it was a great day for that sort of day. It was a compact ground, and the ball, once the ball was moved early and long, it made a massive difference to the inside forwards. And to be fair, we balanced that up with running at them as well, and we varied it very well. You know, and as Finian said, that Donegal were excellent today, but Armagh, I'm afraid, would be very disappointed with the show they put up.
Anyway, well, we'll find out how disappointed they are. We're joined on the line by Ger Hoolan. We spoke to Ger last Saturday as well, ahead of the game. First of all, Ger, good night, and delighted you could join us, and thank you for joining us.
Glad to be in the Donegal loving talk.
Well, maybe you can change it around. First of all, what's the mood in the Orchard County this week?
Extremely disappointed, Tom. I think in reality, probably was a fair proportion of us didn't expect Armagh to win, but certainly expected to make a contest of it. And we, for whatever reason, we didn't turn up. Well, it was young lads who just froze on the day. The occasion got them, or as Finian said, maybe the early goal just put them on the back foot and they never really recovered.
Yeah, because there was a degree of expectation, I suppose, and maybe based falsely on last year's All-Ireland quarter-final.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I spoke to you on Saturday, I said the same. I mean, it's no factor, and Finian mentioned it again, that three third division teams were beaten by three Division 1 teams. It's really difficult to come out of Division 3 to get up to that standard of intensity and work rate, and I'd say Donegal has certainly come off with a throne match where you can replicate all the training you want, and Adrian will tell you, you know, with hard games are what brings you on, and I think that's what brought Armagh on last year, you know, where they had been on a run of four victories before they played Donegal, and they got a bit of momentum, a bit of team shape, and obviously were probably at their prime last year when they met Donegal, who probably did take them a wee bit for granted last year and were nearly caught in the hop. But I was under no illusions that it was going to be a difficult game. I said to you before, the Athletic Grounds isn't the daunting place it used to come to when Donegal were down before. It's a nice place to play now. It was a lovely day for it, and everything was kind of in Donegal's favour, and then Armagh forgot to turn up, and that was the disappointing bit.
And tell me, in terms of we finally got a team selection on Saturday evening, I think it went public, and even that was changed on Sunday.
Well, what do you make of the shape of the team?
what do you make of the shape of the team on Sunday?
Armagh's team?
Yeah.
Obviously with the changes coming in, there was no disputing they had to make those changes, and I expected Stephen Campbell to come in because he did play terrifically well for Armagh last year. He was our best player going forward, but he hasn't played this season. He hasn't hardly kicked a ball in the National League, so you know it was a big game for him to come back into. Young Mernon's only a lad, he was thrown in, and to be honest, he was isolated, and I felt unfairly there was no support for him, and I don't think Armagh have really got the grips of where the best position for Jamie Clark is. I mean, he is our marquee forward, getting all we steam to play him in everywhere where he's not going to score, and I think that's two Ulster Championship matches in a row he hasn't scored, and we can't have Jamie Clark coming off a field scoreless, you know.
Were you surprised at how easily they were turned over, and that they had no ploy or no plan, or seemed to have no plan to kind of bring, like, they knew what Donegal were going to bring to the party in terms of their defensive game?
I think they worry about the new too much about Donegal, and I think sometimes you plan for playing Donegal and then you forget about your own team shape and went down, you know, it went down the Swanee. So I mean, I think going forward Armagh didn't really have much method, but I think, you know, defensively they were trying to stop Donegal at all ends. I mean, we even brought on defenders to mark defenders, which in the modern game is strange, but I think we tried to play Donegal at their own game. I think that's I think that's the wrong way to play Donegal. I think you've got to have your own, stick to your own principles and then play them at that and then make changes as you go along.
Yeah, and what do you make of Donegal? I know you felt last Saturday that Donegal were going to be too strong and that they're right up there. What did you make of them last?
Donegal's in the top three. I'm not convinced they're better than the All Ireland team at this stage, but it's a good early call. But I certainly think that they have a lot of balance. They've a lot of players. I've seen Martin's piece in the paper this week saying about, you know, not sure about their bench and whatever, but and then referring to Michael Murphy. I don't think anybody could replace Michael Murphy at this stage, you know, so those players are irreplaceable. But the other ones, I mean, they picked up a couple of knocks, and yet now they brought on Anthony Thompson, who to me, in my eyes, is a terrific player, and the plenty of strength. Stan McNeilis has come back in, Mark McHugh's back, so I don't see where they've any shortness of depth in the squad. I do think they're stronger moving forward. Obviously, Colin McFadden didn't even play last week. I think it's all positive from Donegal's point of view. I would have thought Armagh would have put up more of a challenge to them. So I just, that would be only my only bit of caution for Donegal. I mean, I don't think they need to read too much into Sunday's match. I think Armagh feel to turn up.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll get back to you in a minute. Adrian Sweeney, back to you. Was there any aspect of the game that you probably feel that maybe Donegal need to pick up on? Were you maybe a little disappointed only got a goal and 2 points in the second half?
Possibly, Tom, but I suppose they pulled up the handbrake after 10 minutes in the second half. You know, they literally seen the game out and probably didn't push as much. I mean, the game was won at that stage. There wasn't really much you could see. I mean, as I said, it was a non-contest. It was very hard to tell. They weren't really tested. As opposed to one thing, looking at it, I know it was a warm day. I would have felt that probably some of the older lads probably tired after half time, and that would maybe the warm day had a bearing on that. But apart from that, Tom, I mean, it was a top class performance, and Donegal looked like a well oiled machine. I would also suggest that Armagh would have on that performance would have struggled to beat most teams in Ulster on that performance. I mean, it was poor on the day.
And certainly unlike the ones you were used to when any time you came up against the Orchard County.
Well, that's for sure. I mean, the one thing you would relate to Armagh over the years, and this from the 80s and maybe further back that you might remember, but you know they're always a physical team and strong, competitive, but they were everything but that on Sunday, you know, which was disappointing from a spectacle. It was a disappointing match.
And Finian Ward, is there a danger maybe we're reading too much into the performance?
Well, Rory's no fool and the players are no fool. They've been around along, and I'm sure the older players will have a word with the younger players and tell them that it's only one game, you know, and they'll know themselves that Armagh were poor on the day, and I'd be more surprised if they would read too much into it. You know, games like that happen every season, and I mean, you'd be a fool just to say to yourself that you're world champions as a result of it, you know. But I would say, you mentioned there, you know, we don't want to be negative, but I mentioned there Patrick McBrearty. You know, I'd love to see Patrick used more, because he has the beating of most backs, you know, and he's brilliant in the air, and I really think they could use him a bit more. And that direct ball certainly worked the last day, you know, but we really have a lot of options, you know, and who's subs coming in. I like the shape of Hugh McFadden, you know, from Killybegs, a big, strong fella who can run and he can carry the ball, and he seems to be able to play to a system. I'd love to see Hugh, whatever we're starting, I'd love to see him getting more time in the game and so on. So, they won't read too much into it, but as I say, it's all positives as far as I'm concerned.
And Ger Houlihan, just briefly, because the clock is catching up on us. What now for Armagh? Bounce back against Wicklow in the qualifier?
Yeah, well, let's hope so, Tom. I mean, Wicklow came here 2 years ago, and we were lucky to get a draw. Thankfully, we beat them down in Nottingham, so it'll be a difficult game. I mean, everybody's heads are down at the minute, but I think Armagh will just put it as a bad day at the office, get back to basics, and hopefully impose themselves the next day. But again, we have them at home, so we need to get stuck in from the start, and hopefully we go through the back door and get a few games under our belt and build some confidence, because this team is very young. I said to you the other day, I wouldn't get carried away about the big physical Armagh team. I think people look back, like Adrian, look back at the 80s, teams of the 80s and the 2000s. Certainly,
unfortunately, we've got to leave it there. The clock has beaten.